morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our show. Happy holidays. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very good, actually. Thank you. I'm a little stressed. I have exams coming up, but I'd like to tell everyone, our listeners, that today is our 100th show. And every show, we prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured without the use of drugs or surgery.
Well, here's the point. We have been spending billions of dollars in research. Worldwide with every country trying to find the cure of one chronic disorder, and they have not found one. And here, within a little less than more than 2 years, 100 shows, and every week we bring in 2 to 3 guests who have suffered for years and even decades. And after one treatment, we get them better. Not only that, okay, we get all the symptoms better. And after a while, they do not need our treatment, need any drugs or need any supplement, they are cured. Mm-hmm. Okay, so why is we are still spending all the money?
For anyone who wants to check this out, check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. All of our radio shows are archived on the website, and we also have testimonials, case histories, and so you can check that out. Before we get started, you want to kind of explain what you do? Because we haven't really kind of explained exactly what it is.
Yes, I tell you what, the most important thing that I do versus everybody else, including all the astounding discovery by Nobel Prize winner, okay? Their discovery is still symptomatic. My treatment is treating the cause, cure the problem, rather than suppress the symptom. The symptom can only be felt by the mind. It's a mind that relieves the symptom. I have scaled down my practice because I realized my mission in this life is to bring this information out in the public. I am planning to write a book, and before then, I'll make a series of audio tapes and explaining exactly what symptom versus cause. The body versus mind, and so that you can understand, when you know the information, you can guide your own self, your family, and your loved one to a much healthier, better life. But let's go through our case history first, then we'll talk more about this.
Okay. Is Tina on the line? Let's get Tina. Hello, Tina?
Let's get Tina on the line.
Tina?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Tell us where you're from and what you do.
I'm originally from back east, but I've been living in California since about 1988. The past few years, I've acquired injuries through my job. I work as a special ed aide. I work with special ed kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, special ed kids. I do sign language. And I'm a busy mom, so I can't afford downtime.
Right.
I've been suffering from back injuries and neck injuries for the past couple years.
2 years?
Till recently, I was informed that the next step for me as far as my neck would be surgery to replace 2 herniated discs.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I decided to get a second opinion outside the norm or the regular medical profession. And my brother-in-law had told me about Dr. Tong and how he heard about his show. So I said to my husband, I think I need to look into this before I even consider surgery. Well, I went to see Dr. Tong. And for those of you who are listening, and if you're really paranoid and afraid of needles, I'm very much like you. So I kind of asked Dr. Tong not to give me so many. And he told me there would come a point in my treatment where I'd be requesting them. Well, funny thing is, I am. After my first treatment, I had more movement and no pain, and it was a miracle for me and my family. None of us could really believe it, that it had actually happened, and it was true. Everything he said was true, and I was the first one to say, oh, yeah, whatever, we'll give it a shot.
After the first treatment.
After the first treatment.
And how long have you had pain now?
2 years.
I haven't since I've seen you, but no, I've had it for 2 years. Two years, at least.
2 years before.
Yeah.
Those of you were on the show last Saturday, okay, Eric was same way, 11 years of pain, and after one treatment, he was much better, mm-hmm. just the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
God, it's not much better, Dr. Tong. It's so better, I can move, I can jump, I can clean, I couldn't lift a heavy pot. If you saw me walk up my driveway, you'd have guessed I was 60 if you couldn't see me up close. People that know me and that I work with can't believe I'm the same person.
Tina, did you try anything else before, though? You didn't do the surgery, but did...
I didn't do the surgery. I had to go through a lot of testing, like nerve testing.
Nerve testing.
Yeah, oh, God, I had to go through...
I heard that's painful. Isn't that painful?
It was very painful. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was, and not fun experience at all. And it was a waste of time and energy.
Right, what did they do for you after that?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Not a thing. Went through x-rays, MRIs. They tried some physical therapy. Then they took me off. And it got to the point where it was just, well, do you have enough meds? Yeah, I have enough meds.
Mm.
But, you know, I don't want to be on meds because I know what they're doing to my insides.
How many medication were you taking?
Oh, my gosh. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Well, can I share everything?
Yeah.
I'm off everything. I'm off all my pain, all my muscle relaxers, my anti-inflammatories. I had mild antidepressants. So I was on Pamela. I'm off that. My thyroid. I'm off my thyroid. I have probably at least 10 times more energy than I had even when I was on my thyroid.
Fantastic.
So I'm off everything.
Pamela is an anti-depression, pain pill, anti-depression. They just stuff everything to you and try to shut you up, okay? Thyroid, okay? If your thyroid is not working, the way to fix it is make your thyroid work
mm-hmm.
rather than doing the job of the thyroid for the thyroid.
And it doesn't matter whether you're hyper or hypothyroid.
Fix the independent function so
right.
that you can get back on your own feet functioning by
right.
yourself.
Because once you're on the thyroid, the supplements, then your thyroid doesn't know how to make its own hormone.
Yes. How many doctors have you gone through before you saw me?
Oh, my goodness. I also had a series of cervical epidurals from a pain center in Temecula. So let me think. I would say 6 to 8.
Six to eight doctor and series of epidural. I used to do those like 19, 20 years ago, and just briefly, but it's too invasive and there are too many problems. But also tell the audience, how many tests did I do on you before I treat you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Explained to me.
Okay.
You didn't explain to me what was going to happen, and I really didn't believe you as much as I love you now.
So nothing.
I told my husband, look, tomorrow we're going to go for a ride, and we're going to come home, and we're going to do dancing. And he turned around, he goes, I do not have the same energy you have.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to get treatment.
So he said, you know what? I need to get in and see Dr. Tong.
And Tina, how long have you been seeing Dr. Tong now? How many treatments have you had?
I think I've only had three treatments.
Three treatments.
Only three. And believe me, when he told me they were going to be injections, I thought, no. Hi, Dr. Tong. I begged you. Oh, please, I don't want them. And he's right. I look forward to going back because if I can feel this good, I'll do this till I die.
And Tina, did you also have depression, memory loss, allergies?
You know what? All of that.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. And he's helping
that?
Me with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my insides must be jumping for joy or something. I don't know. But
yes.
I have not felt this good. I mean, beyond my injuries, I mean, for years. We're mm-hmm. talking years.
Yes, here's a point, okay? You listen to our show, which is posted on our website. You'll find that our patients not only get the pain relief, get the blood pressure down, they are happy. Okay?
That's very important.
And I want you to listen to the show where two little girls, one is 14 years old. She was scared stiff of needles. For 4 years, her mom been my patient, but she would not get the treatment. She was suicidal, Jenny. Jenny now are requesting extra shots all the time. She says she's addicted to my needle. And later on my tape and my book, I'll tell you why. Because I'm getting your mind and spirit back into the body. So you are yourself rather than you are not yourself. Yes.
I'm starting to understand that a lot more.
Yes.
Since I spoke with you about different aspects of my injuries and how they occurred and what has happened mm-hmm. because of them. But I recently found out, Dr. Tong, I have two friends. One has a bad kidney problem. I think she's only at 10% kidney functioning, so she can't even have a transplant. Is there anything that you could do to help her or I could refer
Absolutely.
Her to?
Absolutely. Do not need a kidney transplant. Even if a kidney transplant works, okay, you're going to have to take chemotherapy to treat rejections. Okay, those are toxic drugs. I restore the function of the kidney. Go to our website on the KC Streets. There are liver transplants, kidney transplants. I have helped many people like that. And to avoid the transplant, mm-hmm. avoid dialysis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tina,
and then my friend just told me, I'm sorry, I just have one more question.
Okay. Sure.
I know you're busy, but
no.
She has some kind of heart disease. The doctor doesn't know what. They think it may be angina. She gets chest pain and...
Let's save time. No doctor will ever know because the disease does not come from the body. The disease comes from the mind-body blockage. Everywhere, every area.
Disconnection.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how big either one human or group of human, it's always the mind that's not on top of things that cause a problem.
Mm-hmm.
In a business, the CEO is not on top of things. The supervisor is not supervising. There's something go wrong. You have the know-how, the mind, the know-how, the management is on top of things. Nothing can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know what the humans are mind. That's the problem.
So it can definitely be treated.
I can help him. You know, mm-hmm. listen to Dr. Lewis, is the physicist, okay? He had arrhythmia, atrial fibrillation, was on five medications, and they did a pacemaker, and it didn't help. You had they had to double the medication.
Yes, he's on our past show.
But the first treatment, I dropped all the medication. Now he can run 8 miles.
Tina, thank you so much for joining us today. Sorry to cut you short. Have a great weekend, and check out our website if you have any more questions.
Oh, I sure will. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Tong.
Happy
You're
holidays.
You're welcome. Yeah, happy holidays.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Call us at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's get to our next guest before we have some commentary on vaccinations today, but we'll get to that after our next guest.
Yes.
Jackie on the line. Let's get Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hello.
Hi,
welcome
Jackie.
To our show.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be on your show. I appreciate it.
Jackie, where are you from and what do you do?
Well, I am retired. I'm mm-hmm. 68, and mm-hmm. My husband and I are here helping my uncle here in Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
We're from Arizona.
Okay.
And... we like California. My husband's from California, so it's nice to be here for him especially, you know.
Good.
But it's nice here.
Tell us what your journey before meeting Dr. Tong?
Well, about a year ago, I started getting what I thought was sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
But it developed into, I don't know what else, but my spine was, my low back was especially hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And my, and then my hip, and I went from one natural doctor to another natural doctor because I did not want drugs or surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And each one was so kind and sympathetic and so on, but I have gave me no hope. Mm-hmm.
How many natural doctors have you seen? How many doctors?
About seven.
Mm.
Seven. Yeah.
And they were, like I said, they were nice, and they gave me a little relief, you know, for a couple of days or something, but no hope of any permanent relief. They figured that I had disc deterioration and, you know, a few other things that they mentioned that were scary. I'd probably have to have a hip replacement and so on. And one morning, Jim, my husband, went on an errand. We were always trying to figure out one more thing to try. We had been praying for a permanent help.
Mm-hmm.
And he tuned in, which he never does. He never turns the radio on, but he just turned the radio on his little trip. And there was your program.
Yes.
And he came home, and he said, I have the website for something you need to look at. So he pulled it up on the website.
That's wonderful.
And we were both so thrilled. And I started planning to, you know, call Dr. Tong. I did call up there, I think, and ask for some information. And you sent me a packet. And then we just kept kind of putting it off, even as bad as I felt and as much pain as I was in. But shortly after that, I just was getting to the point where I could hardly get out of bed in the mornings. And when I did, I'd have to crawl into the bathroom. It was that bad. So that's when we decided. Jim called you and made an appointment.
That's wonderful. And how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong now?
I've just had two.
Two. And how do you feel?
Oh, I feel 100% better than I did. I feel so much better. I know a lot of what I need to do. I have to change my way of thinking, of living, like Dr. Tong said.
All in the mind.
And well, make the difference.
Here's another point, okay? You need more treatment.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, the only trouble, you did not have any insurance. Our medical industry economic is sick. You know, the insurance industry is sick.
They're willing to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for surgery.
Chemotherapy, that thing that's going to harm you, but not something that can heal you and cure you.
Oh, how true that is. We have told so many people in the past about different things that would help with their cancer, and they say, well, I can't afford that. My insurance covers what I'm doing.
Yes.
And now they're gone. You know, they've died.
Mm-hmm.
And it just breaks your heart to think of that. But I am coming in. Yes,
You also have depression and other things. What?
Constipation, hearing problems.
Oh yeah.
How's that?
I have no more constipation, and my hearing is better. I never did have severe hearing problems, but I feel like what I'm doing is helping all of that.
And what about mainly the pain, your low back
pain?
Yes.
I have spurts of pain, but I can get out of it easier now than I could before, you know.
And you only had two treatments.
Two treatments is it. When I walked out of your office that first day, I had no pain. And
that is wonderful.
Yeah.
And the reason why the pain comes back is because we eat lousy food, our lifestyle is lousy.
Stress.
And also how many years of pain you have now?
Well, I've had a little over a year now, constant pain, and I never would take medications or anything for it, you know. So I can relate to these ladies that you've listened to this morning that have been on many, many pain pills. I often wish that maybe I knew of a healthy pain pill, but I didn't know of any.
And nothing like a healthy pill.
No.
Jackie, hopefully you can get the funds to continue treatment with Dr. Tong.
Yes, I think that's going to work out just fine.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. That was Jackie on the line. She's been suffering from constant hip, sciatic pain and back pain for a year. She's had two treatments with Dr. Tong, and she is doing 100% better. Those were her own words. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, I think someone had some questions about the vaccinations, and we were actually going to talk about that last week.
Yes.
And I actually did some research myself, and there are some things that I'd like to mention. First of all, it's the bill, Senator Frisk's bill.
Okay, let me just. I think we first need to find out why vaccines work or don't work. Okay. To me, vaccine doesn't work at all. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me just explain to the audience how the principle or is supposed to work. Okay, you're supposed to put some disease material, the virus, kill or weaken virus in a healthy body, and that is supposed to stimulate the immune system to fight against that disease. Okay, have you ever heard of any city or society dumping the disease material like weaken criminals? Have you heard of any society that dump in weakened criminals and try to stimulate the police force? Yes, it will stimulate the police force, but it will not improve or strengthen the police force.
Mm-hmm.
No law enforcement will ever use criminals to enforce law, and no stupid criminals will help the law enforcement get rid of themselves.
Right.
It will never work, even though all the data, okay, they fix the data to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So vaccine never worked. Right now you introduce like MMR and stuff like that, supposed to go through the respiratory mucosa. Now you inject in the muscle. You have to deal with insiders as well as outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And infants got that. I told you we have posted a very, very tragic story on a mother. The kid, after the injection, I think DBT, the leg gets swollen. She scream all the time. The more she holds her, the more she scream. She put her down. Finally, she went to sleep. But anyway, a couple of days, the kid died. And the death was labeled sudden infant death syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And she did a lot of research. She went to look at the autopsies. And a lot of the SIDS infants were at 2, 4, and 6 months when the vaccinations were given, and they were concentrated at those
That's
times.
Right. All this information are being withdrawn from the public so that they can make more money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You guys should really write to, go to our website and read that story,
mm-hmm.
and then we have links so that you can write to your senators.
Mm-hmm.
Do not have a vaccine. Clinical trial, why do you trial? Why don't we ask some city to put in some criminal?
Well, not only that now, what I was saying before, Senator Frisk's bill is an amendment to the vaccine compensation program, which holds, which actually...
Put government money to pay for any damages from...
Right,
it
does not hold the drug company liable at all.
No, that's ridiculous, okay? That means that we have to foot their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? Then the vaccine company have no fear.
Right.
They'll put mercury, they put heavy metal, mm-hmm. they put preservatives, okay? All these
right.
are toxic.
All of them have been shown to cause autism, ADHD,
yes.
and death.
Believe me, they cause them, okay? I did not know all my kids have all the vaccinations. And they were raised on, that's why they are not as healthy. They were raised on infant milk and all kind of thing. Today, Elaine went to medical school and Jason went to UCLA when they started. They did not get the hepatitis vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
They want the hepatitis vaccine at 7 years old, which is transmitted by sexual transmission and needles. And how is 7 years old or younger have that kind of exposure? They gave 26 vaccines to the Gulf War veterans. And these people are defending our country, okay? They try to make money from using a healthy body. That's why they get the Gulf War
right.
syndrome.
The other thing is the smallpox vaccination. Right now, with the scare on bioterrorism, there's a bill called the New State Emergency Powers, which allows our governors to force us to be vaccinated in the threat of an emergency, and they're allowed to confiscate property, anything of that sort.
That's all an excuse, okay? Let me tell you, the bottom line in any disease is the weakening of your own healing power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, one of my patients, Bruce, yeah, the police
right.
officer, okay, he had the hepatitis vaccine and become more swollen and liver problem. I cure him. You may look up the... the radio show that he was in, he told me a few months ago that we're going to have increased crime in Orange County because the police chief at L.A. is taking very tough measure to eradicate crime. And sure enough, last week I was so astounded, in the last 2 weeks, I saw that Orange County, serious crime are increasing at an alarming rate. Okay, so whenever there's good police force, crime do not exist. In a flu season, everybody is exposed to the virus. Only maybe 5% of the people get the virus. And, we all have streptococci in our throat. When your immune system is good, we don't get strep throat. Everyone, the truth is that every society have criminals, thieves, robbers, and stuff like this. Okay? But in a good society where traffics are open, police force are strong, then those criminals do not come out and bother the normal people. Whenever the environment get ruined, that's when the criminal comes out. And you cannot attack the criminal. Let's say the traffic jam are blocked and you got a riot. Okay, and then from then, you also have other places where there's hunger, there's pain. Other places that food strike, okay, something like that, okay? Attacking the riot alone, but do not fix the traffic jam, is treating the symptom. That's riot just like cancer. So all the discovery, including...
Not only that, the smallpox vaccine that they're proposing is a live vaccine, which is even worse, and may cause even worse effects than the polio itself.
I think you should not be too apathetic. Research, and then actually email to your senators.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, later on, when it becomes law, it'd be much more tough to fight them.
Well, we're going to post it on our website, or right now, I don't think it's posted yet, but it's if you want to check out Dr. Mercola's website, that's Mercola, MERCOLA.com, and that's the August 7th issue of 2002, which talks about the injuries of these vaccines. Now, if you guys want the radio show that Bruce was on, he had the hepatitis B vaccine?
Yes, twice.
That is show number 34.
Nationally acclaimed, the original charity car is the first and only national nonprofit charity that actually provides donated vehicles to struggling
families. And he got a rash.
So change someone's life.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. Join us next week for more remarkable cases. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Call us at 714-556-8664.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.
Bye.